It's a multi-level 15-wheel giant big rig. So, welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents all across the state here. Give us a call. Last segment of the day, 844-967-2789. Tell me what's going on with you. I wanted to go and I want to talk about Vin Scully a little bit.
Yeah.
Vin Scully, the now late broadcaster for the Dodgers, he had retired a couple of years ago, or at least last year. My goodness, the guy broadcasted for 67 years. For most of it by himself. He was just him in the booth, which is what I almost called him Harry Doyle. This is what Euchre is doing right now. And
yeah,
he's one of those guys that he's the voice of sports that every other sports broadcaster is doing an interpretation of. When you think of what does a sports broadcaster sound like, the thing that pops up in your head is some version of what Vin Scully sounds like. That's just how it works. The guy's an icon. I can't say much about him, and I can't tell you that I'm like, you know, I'm super Vin Scully fan. Like, I listen to all Dodgers games because of Vin Scully or anything like that. I definitely appreciated the guy, and he did have a little bit of an inspiration to me, right? So, I'm going to play a clip for you guys, right? This is back from 2016, and I was doing radio, right? Radio school at the time. I was trying to figure out what I'm doing with my life. I had recently got myself fired for saying, hey, you know that thing you put on number one as our priority on our sales sheet? Yeah, we've never had that in stock, and we haven't, and I know that I've been talking to them. We still won't get it for another year or so, so maybe we shouldn't have that as our priority. Just throwing it out there. And the guy said, can I talk to you in my office? So anyway, I collected unemployment. While I did that, I went to radio school to kind of, you know, figure out production, things like that. Obviously seemed to have worked out at the time,
just a little bit.
Yeah. But at the time though, you know, I was pretty down on myself. I was worried, you know, what do I have to offer? Like I can't do that type of thing. And, this actual clip from Vin Scully, they played, this is courtesy of Major League Baseball. It's Madison Bumgarner. And it's a San Francisco LA Dodgers game from April 16th of 2016. And I just got to play this clip. I'm just going to play it right through. And if you're a fan, if you've been listening to Dueling Tangents for a while, you can see exactly what I'm talking about when I say, this is how I realized I could do this because Vin Scully can do this.
You know, Bumgarner tells a story which, in a sense, reminds you of what it takes to be a big league ball player. It's 2 years ago in spring training. And he and his wife were roping cattle, which is what they do. 1-1 pitch, sinker low, ball two, 2-1. And they were startled by a large snake. And Madison thought it was a rattlesnake, so he grabbed an axe and he hacked the snake to pieces. But there's something more to the story. 2-1 pitch, low, ball three, 3-1. When his wife Allie and an expert field dresser examined what was left of the snake, she found two baby jackrabbits inside pieces of the snake and extracted them. 3-1 pitch to Turner, way inside, ball four. And after she extracted them, a short while later, the Bumgarners noticed that one of the rabbits had moved slightly. It was alive. Well, his wife brought the rabbit back to their apartment. For the next few days, they kept it warm, bottle nursed it, and the rabbit soon was healthy enough that they released it into the wild. And Madison said, just think about how tough that rabbit was. First it gets eaten by a snake, then the snake gets chopped to pieces, then it gets picked up by people and lives. It's all true. Meanwhile, line drive base hit to center by Hendrick. And the Dodgers are in business, first and second, and nobody out. So I guess really the morale to the whole story about the rabbit and the snake, you've got to somehow survive, you've got to somehow battle back. A lesson well taught for all of us.
Wow. Like, calls the game completely just like nothing. Like it's nothing.
No, he's just watching another baseball game and talking to you. That's what I love about broadcasters. There was a side-by-side clip between how basketball play-by-play does and then baseball, and it's just completely worlds different. And I think you're right, Brian. I've never actually noticed the analogy there, but what you and I do when we're talking about the news is it's very similar. We're talking about other tangents.
The news is the ball game that's going on. Mm-hmm. The tangents are the story that we talk in between the pitches.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happens here. And it's but it also was like that. He went on tangents, but he was also right on time, on point, and had his ducks in a row so that he could go on that tangent. He knew exactly what box he had. He knew exactly how much time he had left, and just the amount of focus available and the ability to do that is just uncanny to me. And it was one of those things that I was like, that's the kind of thing that I want to get into. And if I can be even like remotely, even just a quarter of what that is, I'll be pretty darn happy.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, dude. I, and again, you know, Vin Scully dying, it's one of those things like he was still alive. You know, like when he retired, everybody pretty much he acted like he was dead pretty much. But again, it was like a guy lived like 96 years, something like that. Again, really old guy. Good for him. He enjoyed the hell out of himself. And I think he really you can't be overstated how much he influenced broadcast.
No, absolutely not. And it's you hear a lot of this is the time where you hear a lot of those legends passing away. And it's great to hear clips like that one and being able to remember the legends.
And that was in the latter part. You know, this isn't like...
Only 6 years ago.
Yeah, I heard on the way in someone telling a story about how he was talking about... Because, again, he's a Dodgers guy. He got to, you know, he really got to know Jackie Robinson pretty darn well. And he went ice skating with the Robinsons. And like was in a race with them, like an ice skating race, like just the amount of knowledge and the amount of like cultural influence the guy has, just being a baseball guy. Now think about Harry Carey. There are people who don't know anything about baseball who know Harry Carey. You know, people hate Joe Buck and they don't even know why. They don't even know what he does. They just see him and they're like, that's the guy everyone hates. Right? Broadcasters have influence.
But we got good ones in Wisconsin, too. Brian Anderson now doing national circuit, but then Euchre as well. I mean, there's probably Euchre fans out there that are just fans of his voice.
They're fans of Mr. Belvedere.
Don't listen.
Don't pretend.
They don't listen at all for the baseball, but they listen for Euchre's voice.
Wesley.
Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Thanks for joining us on that little memory road there for baseball. Because how can you not be romantic about baseball? We'll be back tomorrow to talk to y'all then. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast, devilradio927.com. You can also check out the podcast on Spotify now. We're on Spotify,
yeah.
Brian.
Yeah, we're getting soon to be Apple, too.
There we go. We'll be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to you then.
Don't worry, nobody's...